Morning, everyone. Happy Monday. We are calling this Committee of the Rules Committee to order, and I'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. The first order of business is approval of the minutes from Thursday, May 9th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is calendar for the day for Wednesday, May 15th. We are proposing House File 5363, Paid Family Medical Leave Modifications, House File 5274, Sports Bettering Authorization, Senate File 716, substituting the House language, African American Family Preservation Act, and House File 4273, Prohibition on Rainbow Flag Bans at Public Buildings. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Wednesday, May 15th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments on these bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that House File 5363 has a tax increase in it. So is that accurate?
My understanding is that that is not changing the existing authorization that is outstanding for paid family medical leave, so I do not believe that is accurate to say we are increasing taxes with that bill. Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think it would be better if we paused on this one and had a tax hearing on it before it goes to the floor. I do think that this will materially impact the taxes that employers and employees are going to be paying, and I think there should be a full discussion of that issue before it moves to the floor. So I'd like to remove this from the calendar for the day.
You're making
that.
A motion to remove
it? Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Representative Robbins moves to remove House File 5363 from the calendar for the day. Any discussion to the motion? Representative Ray.
Thank you, Madam, or Mr. Chair. Sorry, it's been an interesting day already. So we just had this bill up in Ways and Means, and we were supposed to have a modified fiscal note or a fiscal note that reflected the statutory changes that we're trying to make in the DE, and it wasn't ready. And so I don't know what we had a long protracted conversation, and we still don't know what the assumptions were that went into that. So I would support this motion because I think a little bit more conversation needs to be had, and also the fiscal note really should reflect the language that was just adopted in Ways and Means, and it's substantial. And I'd like to ask for a roll call on the motion.
Representative Rarick requests a roll call. Leader Damon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was going to request the roll call. Again, as we have not had the bill authors, though, here, throughout this entire year, this would be a question that would remove any concerns, having the bill author to answer the question whether or not it was going to be increasing taxes. It would have been helpful to have had at least the bill author here. I do support the motion.
I see no further discussion. The clerk.
Mr. Chair. Sorry,
Representative Nash.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe we heard in Ways and Means that the fiscal note was due Thursday, and maybe Ms. Adrians could. If I'm wrong, I believe that was the day we were told that the fiscal note would become available. And I just think we've had a habit of moving things along before we have the full fiscal note. And I think that it would be prudent to wait until it's ready. But she's
Ms. Avias.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Nash. The fiscal note is under revision right now, and they're working very hard to get it done as quickly as possible.
And Mr. Chair, so the
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So it is not done. And I understand that fiscal staff is under great pressure right now, but this is a big bill. It's a wide sweeping impactive bill, and we don't have an understanding of the totality of the bill. So I would support this motion. I think that you still have a few days left, and it would be prudent to let the people of Minnesota believe that we were going to have the full information before we brought things to the floor. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Long?
No.
Chair Long, no. Vice Chair Hollins?
No.
Hollins, no. Leader Damuth?
Aye.
Damuth, aye. Representative Engen?
Aye.
Engen, aye. Representative Howard? Representative Hewitt?
No.
Hewitt, no. Representative Jordan?
No.
Jordan, no. Representative Lilly?
No.
Lilly, no. Representative Moeller?
No.
Moeller, no. Representative Nash?
Yes.
Nash, yes. Representative Olson? Representative Pawlowski? Representative Rarick?
Yes.
Rarick, yes. Representative Robbins.
Aye.
Robbins, aye. Representative Torkelson.
Aye.
Torkelson, aye. Representative Wolgamott.
No.
No. Mr. Chair, there are 6 ayes and 7 nays.
There being 6 ayes and 7 nays, the motion does not prevail. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
The motion prevails and the calendar for the day is adopted. Members, that's our business. We are adjourned.